Hey there, this is Teacherla Podcast, episode 145, Speak English with Netflix, Superstore, Season 1, Episode 1. My name's Elena, I'm an online English teacher, I teach through one-to-one classes, and I want you to know I believe you can eliminate your language blockade. It's 100% guaranteed, and I know you believe it too. We both know you can get there. I've overcome a massive blockade myself, and the secret word, in my opinion, is consistency. There are other secret words too, though. That's why I record this podcast episode, and each comes with a little worksheet and one pager to help you digest and test what you've practiced here. You can speak English with more confidence, slay that fear, and enjoy new freedoms. Each episode helps you practice speaking. The practical part is always there at the end of each episode. Visit my website for full transcripts and worksheets to each episode. Visit my shop at teacherola.com and enjoy your journey to fluency. Happy learning! Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to learn 10 useful expressions from the first episode of the first season of Superstore. It's a great show because it showcases normal people in everyday situations. The language they use is natural. Obviously, not always, but majority of the dialogues sound natural. You've got plenty of dialogues here. All in all, it's a great title if you'd like to learn English with TV series. But before we start, let me quickly remind you that there is a worksheet dedicated to these sentences we're gonna practice in a while. So go grab it at teacherola.com/145 or find it in your inbox. That's your homework. Secondly, visit my shop, buy worksheet set, and have them all in one place. They're editable. Check out my ebook with episode transcripts. If you're interested in learning English with TV series, check out the links below. I'm working on my Speak English with Netflix course, a program focused on one skill only, speaking. If you're wondering whether such a course is right for you, go grab a checklist. The link is in the description. Thanks for your patience and let's get back to the episode. Today's episode is in part vocabulary booster, but on the other hand, I wanted to give you a clue on how to pick useful phrases from any show you're watching. You're going to be looking for those, let's say, universal expressions, things that are going to be widely used and really relevant. Make this a habit. Whenever you watch something, try to catch something useful, something that you'll be able to incorporate in your daily English. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Better not. Now we can start. 10 expressions from Superstore. The first expression I picked is an idiom, the idiom that is commonly used in this show, in Superstore. In fact, it's the name of this corporate our characters are working for. Cloud 9, to be on cloud 9, to be very happy, to be floating on air because you're in a state of bliss. Listen to this example. I'm on cloud 9 and I'm wishing you a heavenly day. And this example leads me to the second expression from Superstore. It's an adjective, heavenly. The staff members use this phrase with the customers. I wish you a heavenly day. I wish you a heavenly day. Heaven, clouds, cloud nine, bliss, happiness. It all kind of comes together. Heavenly means very pleasant, wonderful. Expression number 3, to take a break. You may say that's way too simple, but I'd argue that the simplest everyday phrases are those we should practice and make sure that we're confident using them, saying them out loud. So you can have a break or take a break. We don't make breaks, though. It means to rest, to stop doing what you're doing for some time. An example. I need to take a break because I'm embarrassed and I don't know how to handle it. In the sentence you've just heard, I used a very handy phrase, that is, to handle something. I don't know how to handle this. That's our number 4. To handle means to manage something, to deal with something. The word handle has several other meanings, but let's stick to this one here. I encourage you to do your own research as well. It'll boost your vocabulary much faster if you're an independent, unassisted learner. It'll speed things up. I don't think that good teaching is giving everything on a silver platter or spoon-feeding students, so to speak. So I just want to give you enough knowledge and ideas for further reading, for further research. Phrase number 5, shall we? Phrase number 5, and let me begin with an example sentence this time. All my limbs are in pain, but I'm trying not to freak out. I'm trying to stay calm. I don't want to start panicking. I want to be cool about it, though it's tough since all my limbs are in pain. 6. To jot down. It's a synonym to write down. It means exactly the same thing, it's just a bit less formal. Do you remember what did Dina jot down during her interview with Jonah? An example sentence. I'll just jot that down. 7. I'll give him that. Okay, he made a mistake. He did something really stupid. He scared a lot of people and he really embarrassed everyone here. But he did make it memorable. This moment will remain in my memory forever. I'll give him that. So, this is something that was said by Cheyenne. Can you recall why she said that? What situation does it refer to? I'll give him that. I'll give him that. I'm willing to admit that at least part of what he said was true. I don't really like his ideas, but he's a good manager. I'll give him that. 8. To root for someone or for something. It means to support or encourage somebody in a competition or when they are in a difficult situation. For instance, good luck, I'm rooting for you. 9. To throw something out there. To throw something out there. This is a synonym to just saying. Just saying. I have this idea, this is my proposal, but I'm just saying it here for you to think about it and maybe give feedback. But not necessarily. Chill. That's just a thought I had, and maybe it's relevant, maybe it's not relevant. I'm just throwing it out there. 10. Condescending. If somebody's condescending, he or she is behaving as though they are more important and more intelligent than others. Condescending attitude, condescending remark, condescending voice or tone. For instance, she said it with the same condescending tone. Time for your practice. Listen, retain and release the sentence. Don't forget to say the sentence out loud. I'm on cloud 9 and I'm wishing you a heavenly day. I'm on cloud 9 and I'm wishing you a heavenly day. I need to take a break because I'm embarrassed and I don't know how to handle it. I need to take a break because I'm embarrassed and I don't know how to handle it. I'll just jot that down. I'll give him that. Good luck, we'll be rooting for you. All my limbs are in pain, but I'm trying not to freak out. I'm just throwing that out there. She said it with the same condescending tone. I don't really like his ideas, but he's a good manager. I'll give him that. I don't really like his ideas, but he's a good manager. I'll give him that. We can handle this job by ourselves. We can handle this job by ourselves. Brilliant! Now go to your inbox and grab the worksheet in order to test yourself. Complete the worksheet with translations. If you're not a member of Top People, what a shame, but we can fix that. Just download the worksheet from teacherola.com/145. If you find this episode useful, tell your friends about my podcast and share it with one person, at least one person, because it'll help me grow and spread the message. Thanks in advance. This is how you can support my work, and I want to make everybody with the language blockade know this podcast and eliminate this blockade. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Happy learning! Take care, stay fearless, and say it out loud. Bye!